Thanks, Brad. Good morning.
Mendocino sheriffs announced last week deputies respond to the Mendocino Coast District Hospital, where they contacted Tanya Surich and Andrew Jacobson. Both reported they had been kidnapped, held against their will, and assaulted at 22190 Rivers End Road. Surich and Jacobson told deputies they had been at the location when they were assaulted by James Lawson and or Rochelle Sutherland with an unknown weapon, taken inside the residence at the location, restrained and interrogated for numerous hours. During the interrogation, both were either tormented, terrorized, and or threatened with death, according to reports. At one point, Surich and Jacobson were freed from their restraints and were able to flee the location. Authorities say both had visible injuries consistent with an injury caused by a blunt object. At about 2100 hours, deputies located and arrested Sutherland at 29700 Highway 20. The following night, deputies arrested Lawson at 21600 Bald Hill Road. Both Lawson and Sutherland's bail was set at $100,000.
Fire at Fairhaven this morning. A recent call to fire personnel on scene tells us that the fire at 1910 Ben Dixon Building 10 in Fairhaven does not pose any traffic issues or restrictions. There are over 10 fire engines on scene, 50 personnel from multiple fire agencies, including Fortuna, Blue Lake, and Humboldt Bay Fire. We will have more information about the cause and the damage as it becomes available.
The City of Fortuna has a new city manager. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the details.
Regan Candelario is a California native who enjoys living near the coast, and now as the newest city manager for the city of Fortuna, he gets to remain in state and live near the ocean. Candelario opened up about taking the job in the friendly city.
Fortuna looked intriguing to me, and it was definitely going to be a new challenge and new opportunity for me. So I threw my hat in the ring and took a shot, and their person said, well, yeah, you do have some skills. Let's bring you up here and take a look and see what they really are. And one thing led to the next, interview here, interview there, and, I was given this opportunity and chose to take it.
Candelario went on to say that community involvement, strong civic groups, and a close-knit community were other reasons he decided on a move north.
The most exciting thing about Fortuna for me is the opportunity to work in this organization and being the leader of this organization, which is something that I really enjoy. I love working with people, with all the staff. I love working with the community. The Chamber of Commerce has been an excellent partner of mine already, as well as a number of local businesses.
Candelario comes to Fortuna from Santa Barbara County and has also held positions in Orange County as well.
Thank you, Dan. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
There are 11 ballot initiatives for California voters to consider when they head to the polls next Tuesday. We've looked at Propositions 30 through 35, and today we'll look at Props 36, 37, and 38. Prop 36 would revise the state's three strikes law and would only be imposed when a person with two strikes commits a third serious offense. Authorizes the resentencing of those facing life if the third conviction was for a minor offense. But it would allow a third strike conviction for a person previously convicted of rape, murder, or child molestation. Proposition 37 would require labeling for both raw and packaged foods if those products were grown or made from plants or animals that have been genetically modified in specific ways. Prop 37 would also prohibit the labeling of processed food as natural and would exempt certified organic foods. Unintentionally produced foods and genetically engineered products and products sold for immediate consumption, as in a restaurant, as well as alcoholic beverages. Prop 38 is an initiative battling with Governor Brown's Prop 32. It would impose higher state income taxes on earners in California for 12 years and allocate that money for K-12 education, as well as pay down the state debt. Prop 38 would also require strict use of funding for school programs subject to local control and prevents the redistribution of funding for any other purpose than those in the initiative. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.